championship game at the end of this tournament, that could lift you from a 5 seed where you wouldn't have home court in the playoffs. That could put you to a 3 seed where you would be able to host a game. It's those different incentives that I think would work in the NBA. Is it too confusing?
It's not. It's not.
Poke holes. Start to
no,
poke holes.
No, because I don't want to be John. I don't want to be the guy, because I actually don't hate it at all. I'm trying to think of what the argument from the Players Association or the owners would be. Do we think that most of the owners, I know Mark Cuban's been very vocal against it. Do we think most of the owners are on board with this, just in the bigger picture? Not just your scenario, but just in general?
I think that something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Because I think it's definitely for TV.
Yeah.
And you have to have some intrigue. The issue that I think that you could see the pushback is, and I can't answer your question. I don't know if 20 out of the 30 are for it. So I don't want to gloss over that part. But the fact is these games are great here, and Lakers Clippers today is going to be awesome to watch. But in the grand scheme of things, does it give value?
Sure.
And I just don't think, like, a game next week isn't going to be intriguing for us to watch. It's intriguing because it's Lakers Clippers today, but it's also on Christmas Day. You could have a Celtics Raptors game that could be very intriguing for any of the teams that could possibly try to be holding off the Celtics to get those bonus points in a bracket, or you could be a Celtics fan. Like, there are a lot of different ways where you can involve it instead of just having a mid-season tournament and giving a fake trophy.
Yeah.
If you use the tournament as incentive to improve where you are in April, where it really counts, that's what I think would add value to the NBA's change of schedule.
No, and it's a very interesting argument. I mean, my only thing would be, I do think it would be weird if I'm just using Dallas as an example. Luka Doncic played overseas. He played in these tournaments. Dallas gets hot. They win this tournament, but they finish as like the 7 seed in the West in the regular season by win-loss record, but they end up with home court advantage throughout the playoffs. And I know that that's the incentive for winning the tournament, but I do feel like it could skew too far the other way where
you can't stink. Like, you can't just like, we need to win the tournament and that's it. Like, you still have to add value to the regular season. And by doing it with a point system, I think it's the only way to really do it. You'd have to change it. But it would allow the Mavericks, who are, let's say, the 5 spot right now, what about if they go on this amazing, you'd have to figure out the value and how it would break down. But if you're getting a point value for every time you advance, it also allows the teams who are advancing to increase some of their value. And if you are upset in the first round, you're going to have another team that's going to be able to build up those point values, and that's going to add importance to that game. It's not going to totally flip the entire power structure of it, because each game would still have its value of having 2 points, but it allows you to have a mid-season tournament that is maybe a little bit more important than just the 5 games that we see on Christmas Day.
All I would say is I do think it feels a lot like Major League Baseball awarding the postseason home field advantage. I feel like it would be really fun in real time, and then we'd get to the playoffs, and the Mavericks would have home court advantage, and we'd be like, it kind of sucks for the Lakers that they had the best regular season record and they have to play Game 7 in Dallas. I'm not saying I hate it. I'm not being John. I'm just speaking out loud here. This is the first time I heard this, so I don't want to tear down. I know you put a lot of thought into this. I'm just saying, like, that's what it kind of feels like to me, you know?
And that's what, like, the thing that I always think about it was home field advantage is, but when it comes down to it, is it that valuable? I mean, if a series doesn't even go to 7 games, does it even matter?
True.
You know, for those things? Sure, maybe a team gets to start out at home, and that's different as starting out on the road. But I just think that you need to come up with a system that finds value in the regular season that everybody would play for.
You're
and
right.
The only thing that these guys are playing for is that season in the playoffs, which is the reason why they're resting now, If you have the two connected to each other, I think you're going to have great value.
I kind of have another thought. Maybe we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to talk with Tanya Ganguly of the Los Angeles Lakers in advance of this Lakers-Clippers showdown. She's coming up next. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is Fox Sports Radio.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Merry Christmas.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Sure I do.
Folks, Merry Christmas.
There goes Santa Claus.
We celebrate with you.
I'm singing. We sing all the time, especially when we make toys.
Keep us locked as you do that holiday cheer on Fox Sports Radio.
Everyone knows the risks of drunk driving. You could get in a crash. People could get hurt or killed. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. But that still doesn't stop everyone. You could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly lose your job. We all know the consequences of drunk driving. But one thing's for sure. You're wrong if you think it's no big deal. Plan ahead, don't take chances, and don't drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by NHTSA.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mvvans.com.
Grizz Nation, save big on tickets to see the next-gen Grizzlies with the exclusive Grizz Pass. Pay a flat fee of just $69 and guarantee access for up to 7 games per month. You get new games every month, but the price stays the same. Visit GrizzPass.com today for more info.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan. If you are looking for a great place to eat and drink, may I recommend to you Kirkwood Brewhouse at the corner of Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. Wow, what a place to enjoy some delicious wings, burgers, and of course, beers. An incredible selection at Kirkwood Brewhouse and also outstanding service. It's Kirkwood Brewhouse at Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood.
Cam Jansen here for Dogtown Sports Collectibles and Framing. With Christmas just around the corner, we all have those hard-to-buy-for people on our list. What better gift to give that sports fan in your life than Cardinals and Blues signed memorabilia? Get them a unique gift that anyone would be proud to open on Christmas Day. But why wait for the holidays when you can buy for yourself today? After all, you earned it. Not a Cardinals or Blues fan? That's all right. Dogtown Sports Collectibles has autographed memorabilia and collectibles for most professional sports teams, including baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. And what they don't have, they will do their best to find. Dogtown Sports Collectibles Frame Shop is your one-stop frame shop, framing not only jerseys, but artwork as well. Remember, for the best selection, best prices, best framing, visit Dogtown Sports Collectibles anywhere else but Dogtown. Tell them Cam sent you.
Thank you.
Thirsty? Well, then you need to get the Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Hot Shots Beer of the Month special this time is one heck of a thirst quencher. Oh, gosh, yeah. All through the month of December, it's $5 pints of Stella Artois. A new beer will be featured every month and available for a great price all day, every day. Get down to any of the 10 area Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill locations and get your night started with their December Beer of the Month special.
Did you see the buzzer-beater jaw hit last time the Grizzlies played the Hornets? It was ridiculous. You won't want to miss Hardwood Classic Night Part 2 as they face the Hornets again Sunday, December 29th at 7 p.m. Fans in attendance will get a throwback fanny pack. Shop Grizzlies.com today.
Everybody of this.
You should know by now.
Keep this in mind.
You can find our audio everywhere.
We will mix them all together for you.
On iHeartRadio.
There's news nonstop.
Podcasting.
Clickety click click.
FoxSportsRadio.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Through our Facebook.
This is the thing.
And Twitter.
Twitter may not like this.
So many ways to listen to this show.
We're Fox Sports Radio.
Our social media channels. You can interact with us that way.
And we're the audio you choose every day. FS1.
Please me, baby.
FS1.
To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details. FS1.
Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio on this Christmas Day. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, sitting in for Doug today. If you want to see Aaron's new shirt that his wife got him for Christmas, just go to Twitter at Aaron_Torres. Maybe the other Aaron Torres, where people sometimes tweet, maybe he can put up his gifts as well. You can see what he got. But for you, it's Aaron_Torres.
Yeah, there's Aaron_Torres_, who is not me, but is also a sports writer. But he's like a regular sports writer that doesn't, you know, just spit out hot takes all day. And so he gets a lot of the, you know, shrapnel that's supposed to be coming my way, he gets. So Merry Christmas to that guy, too.
Merry Christmas to him. I'm Dan Beyer. You can get me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And a Merry Christmas to Tanya Ganguly, who joins us here on Fox Sports Radio. She covers the Lakers for the L.A. Times. Hi, Tanya. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Good, thanks. How are you?
We are doing well. I want to ask, first of all, with the injury designations, and I'm using the air quotes here on the radio, which nobody can see. Was there any threat that LeBron James and Anthony Davis were going to miss this Christmas Day game? And if there was a threat, I guess it's a two-part question. But do you think the NBA would have said something if there was a real possibility of these two maybe missing this game?
Well, they're not. These are actual medical things that they have. They're not. They wouldn't just be sitting out.
So sure.
The NBA is not going to force somebody to play if they're injured. Anthony Davis is, he's had a lot of little bumps and bruises during the season that he's played through often, maybe sometimes when he shouldn't have. From what I heard, and they had a practice yesterday morning, from what I heard, he's still feeling it a little bit in his right knee, but he wants to play. In the game in Milwaukee, I mean, it was pretty clear that his ankle was bothering him, which is in the same leg that he tweaked his knee in the last game. So that's a legitimate thing that he's dealing with. But they really both really wanted to play in this game. And I think both LeBron and AD, at least this season, I mean, historically they've done some different things, but this season both of them have put a real premium on being out there and being able to be available. And sometimes that's even pushing themselves when they're not completely 100%.
Obviously for us, this is going to be entertainment and we're all excited to watch this game. Inside that locker room, is there any extra motivation for the Lakers, considering there's been so much talk about the Clippers win opening night, or is this just another game to them?
No, it's definitely not just another game for them. I mean, this is a game that they've had circled since that opener, and as they were sort of stampeding through a lot of the, at least a lot of the Western Conference early, you know, throughout November and most of December, I think this was on their minds that they wanted to show the league. I mean, they're not going to say this publicly, but it does seem like they have had this on their minds that they want to show the league that they can beat the Clippers. So I don't think that it's just another game, but I do think that that's what they're all going to say after today's game.
Tanya Ganguly of the LA Times joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. That's what is so amazing to me is, and Aaron and I were just talking about this earlier, is how, you know, for years we're talking about how the regular season doesn't matter, but it does seem to matter to the Lakers, and I actually think it's unfair for people to yell and shout and scream and say, well, look how the Lakers have played, because we've never, ever used that criteria in the history of the NBA before with any other team in the regular season. Like, I've never heard the Bulls teams of being like, all right, Jordan and them had a pretty easy schedule going on at the start of the year. How do the Lakers handle that? I mean, is that stuff sort of fair that they've had to deal with for the first 2 months of the season?
I mean, it was fair in November, but it is, I mean, it's no longer fair. I mean, they've beat the Miami Heat twice. They beat the Denver Nuggets in Denver. They also lost to the Denver Nuggets. You know, they've had some pretty impressive wins. They hadn't lost away from Staples Center until they went to Indiana, and that was at the end of a long road trip, which sometimes can get to teams. So I don't think it's fair to say they haven't played anyone yet. But you know, they're still trying, sort of figuring out. I mean, there was a lot of talk in November and parts of December from people saying like, oh, can this be the greatest Laker team ever? Is this, are they historically good? I mean, I think it was a little early to say that because you just don't know yet. You don't know, you know, a third of the way into the season exactly what the team's going to be. I think that starts to form over the next couple of months.
So we obviously know the Lakers are coming off a three-game losing streak. And look, one of them was to the best team in the East in Milwaukee. One was without LeBron on Sunday. Is there anything big picture to make out of this three-game losing streak? Or is this just kind of one of the ebbs and flows of an 82-game regular season?
I think that it's been, you know, well, it's tough because it's been three really tough opponents. And Milwaukee, I mean, the way that Giannis played that game was just incredible. And there wasn't a lot. I mean, they followed the scouting report, and he made 5 of 8 threes. So, you know, there's, I don't know how much they could have done there. I think that there are some things that they're needing to figure out about themselves. They're very dependent on LeBron James. And that's something that they're going to have to, I think they're going to have to try to at least address. I mean, LeBron can handle it, and he wants that, you know, he wants that put on him, and that's all well and good, but what if he gets injured? What if, you know, what if something falls out? I mean, who knows? You know, like, I think that this is a team that needs to be a little bit better prepared, for when they don't have him on the court. So that may be something that you learned, over the last few games. But, you know, just like you don't want to draw huge sweeping conclusions based on, you know, a 24-3 start. Just like you don't want to do that. You also don't want to be too, reactive to a 3-game losing streak.
Tanya Ganguly joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Do you think we're going to, I know it's not a trade of Anthony Davis like we saw last year, but do you think LeBron, or the Lakers maybe learned a lesson on how to approach the trade deadline? Or are we going to see anything? I know we're not going to see anything similar, but are we going to see this team maybe approach February a little different than what they did last year because of how everything went down?
Well,
if they want to make a move?
I could see them making a move, but I think last year was pretty, the team and the circumstance that they were in was pretty different from this year. They are not in a position this year where they would give up everything for somebody that's out there. They already have the two guys that they want. So, you know, that's not something that you're going to see. But, I mean, there are some holes that they could potentially look at on the trade market and could want to fill for sure.
It's probably a bad question by me. I'm just one. I should have just probably asked you, Tanya, is LeBron going to wield his power like it seemingly happened last year? Like that, like whether it be in free agency or whether trades, that's probably a better way to phrase it. Or is that a worse way to phrase it? I guess maybe that would be my question. But I didn't know if things would be different because of how things kind of fell apart last year, understanding that everything was unique with the way that the roster's set up. I just wonder if LeBron going to have the heavy hand if there's a free agent out there that they want to bring in, or maybe he's going to take a back seat.
Well, the general manager has pretty openly talked about how he's consulted with LeBron and AD about every move that he made in the offseason. I'm sure if they're looking to make a trade, he's definitely going to do that again. Talk to his players about, like, you know, what he thinks, his two star players in particular, about what they think the team needs, and if, you know, t- talk to them about what players might be available. I mean, I think again, like last year was just, the reason that things fell apart so badly for them last year was that the trade happened so in such a like public and kind of shocking way. All these young guys who had never really experienced being on the trade block before, who had been told for 2 years, we're building the team around you guys, all those guys heard that the Lakers were willing to give them up, and they knew that it was partly because LeBron wanted to play with AD, and you know, that was all part of it. They're not in that situation anymore. I mean, LeBron's still going to have a say over mm-hmm. who comes to the team and what kind of moves they make. But I don't see it being the way it was last year and causing sort of the damage to the interior chemistry that it did last year.
Well, we really appreciate you taking time out of your holiday. I know you got a game tonight, but, really grateful to have you on. We appreciate it. We'll do it again sooner if we don't talk to you before next week. Happy New Year, Tonya.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
Tonya Ganguly. Thank you. L.A. Lakers beat writer for the L.A. Times. Find her on Twitter at Tonya Ganguly, TaniaGanguly.
Good say. I mean, this game is so fascinating from so many perspectives, and I think the most interesting thing that I got out of it is the players are going to say this is just another game, win or lose, but I think the Lakers know that the Clippers pose a different kind of threat than everybody else, not just in the win-loss standings, but in terms of public perception and in terms of media coverage and all those things. So I thought it was interesting that she said that whether the players will say it or not, this one means a little bit more to
them. I thought LeBron on opening night, and maybe there was a lot there because of how last season ended, but when they played the Clippers, I just remember like the Star Spangled Banner was ending, and I think, you know, the singer was on the note or the final note of, you know, home of the, you know, of the brave. And LeBron, like, jumps out of the line and is like, let's go!
Yep.
You know, like, that was opening night. Yep. And so that to me said something like, huh, okay, so there is something here. There is something deep rooted that he had been waiting to play that game for a while. And I think he's been waiting to play this one for about 2 months.
Agreed.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. My questions, by the way, were the Golden State Warriors season. Like I wasn't framing. I was trying to say something. And you know what, Aaron? It's funny because I was trying to be impartial. I was trying to be, but the way I was phrasing it actually came off what I was trying to not do. And that's make the Lakers, you know, to have the Lakers hate. I was trying to go down the middle. But basically, I just want to know, is LeBron learned his lesson from bullying stuff from last year? And,
I understood your questions. That's all that matters.
Hey, you know, you try. You know, it's just a lump of coal in the stocking. That's all it was. Let's get to Ralph Irvin for the latest of what's happening today on this Christmas Day. Some coal in the stocking of the Milwaukee Bucks, it sure looks like.
Yeah, not a great day for the Bucks today. 6:25 to play in the fourth quarter in Philadelphia with a 106-87 lead over Milwaukee. A huge day for Joel Embiid. 31 points already, 11 rebounds in this game. Josh Richardson, he's got 18. Tobias Harris has 16. Again, 106-87. Philadelphia leading Milwaukee. Giannis just receiving a technical because he was upset at some of the physical treatment he was receiving and not getting the foul call. So that's where that game stands. Earlier, Boston, a 118-102 win over Toronto. Jaylen Brown, 30 points, led 6 Celtics that scored in double figures. Coming up next, is coming up at the top of the hour. That is Golden State hosting the Houston Rockets. The Warriors, they're practically red hot. They're on their first winning streak of the year. They've won 2 in a row. Yeah, we'll see how that one goes.
Did you want us to chime in? Was that?
No. That was literally it. That's
okay.
They just got their second consecutive win for the first time all season Monday night.
3 games. That's called a winning streak. Hey, it has happened before.
A streak. Major League. A streak is a streak.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Major League. That was a quote from Major League.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Sorry, totally went over my head.
It has happened before.
No, and I'm imagining someone getting a call to come and fill in on the Warriors roster saying, you know what, I got a guy who's here ready to buy a 4 set of white walls, so maybe let me call you back.
I don't know. Thanks, Ralph. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer on this Christmas Day. Thank you very much for spending part of your Christmas Day with us. Aaron, here's my gift to you.
Uh-oh.
And it's a gift to the listeners as well. If you are, maybe you're traveling, maybe you're on the roads going to visit family members, and you're going to get together tonight. I'm going to give you five things that you didn't know about the NFL.
Okay.
And this is what I want to do, is just take one of these, mix them in the conversation tonight, right? Yeah, just sure. To throw this up like, hey, did you know this? And listen, you don't even have to give me credit. You could just use it for your own. It's my gift to you. But if you're getting together with family, maybe you're getting together with sports fans and you're talking about this and that, use any one of these five things that you may use tonight in your conversations over the holidays.
How I'm about excited that? To learn. I'm going to use some of them for sure.
Okay. Did you know this? That the New Orleans Saints in 1969 wore black helmets in the NFL preseason. True story. So the Saints have always had their gold helmet, but the owner at the time wanted to switch it up. Had the Saints wear black helmets. The problem was he never cleared it with the NFL. So there was the NFL didn't allow it because of all their merchandising with the gold helmets. So the NFL told them that they had to scrap it. But for their preseason games in 1969, the New Orleans Saints actually had black helmets.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a really sharp look. They then had to revert to the gold ones of the regular season because, yeah, it wasn't approved by the National Football League.
That's got to be a collector's item. Like, I wonder if we can find one on eBay. And
you can, and there are some pennants out there as well with the black Saints helmet because they were seen at the preseason game as part of their... So there are pennants with the Saints black helmet out there. Yeah, that happened in 1969. How about this one? So when the Miami Dolphins went unbeaten in 1972, did you know that they did not have home field advantage throughout the... the NFL playoffs?
Is it because they lost the midseason tournament and the point structure was set up?
That is very, very good. But no, home field advantage was not awarded in the conferences until 1975. So they alternated. They were on a rotating basis with the divisions. So the Miami Dolphins actually had to go on the road and play in Pittsburgh in their unbeaten season in 1972. Yeah, so they won their first playoff game at home, but then had to go on the road and beat the Steelers to continue their unbeaten season.
Is this stuff that you've just had like lodged in your
brain?
Some
of it is. Some of it is you just end up looking up and you want to find something unique. But the Dolphins one was unique to me, and it was on the heels of the Ravens actually getting home field advantage this past week because Baltimore's never had home field advantage. And I thought, well, maybe it was the Baltimore Colts did when they were successful. But home field advantage didn't come into play until 1975.
Very good.
Yeah. How about this one? In 1993 and in 1993 only, the NFL had two byes. Each team had two byes.
1993?
Yes.
Why?
Because the thought process was to expand the season to 18 weeks because they thought it would be monetarily better. I don't know how that is better because of... You're playing the same amount of games. It's just teams are having off, but they thought that it would be a better or more revenue for the NFL if you stretched it out. Teams didn't necessarily like the flow of it, of having two byes during a season, so they scrapped it after 1 year.
I really hope that people are pulling over to the side of the road and pulling out the notes on their phone. This is good stuff. I like it.
I got something else to quick tell you. Today's Doug Gottlieb Show is brought to you by Discover Card. Yes, we treat you like you treat you. You want to know some more things about the NFL you didn't know?
I do.
All right, how about this one? In 1999, the NFL was afraid of Y2K.
Okay.
True story.
Continue.
And for a while there, they would start the NFL season on Labor Day weekend. But what they didn't want to do, which now it's normal for us to have the NFL season start the weekend after Labor Day, they were afraid of Y2K affecting their playoff games for the wild card weekend on Saturday, because the January 1st of 2000 was a Saturday. So they started the season a week late, so the final week of the season would be on January 2nd. That would be the Sunday. They recommended teams fly out on Friday, New Year's Eve, in case there was any glitches with Y2K. They didn't want any travel and teams stuck, so they actually were afraid of Y2K in 1999.
Next segment, we'll have to explain to our young audience what Y2K was.
That's true.
That's incredible.
That's true. The final one. You know me, I love logos, I love helmets, I love end zones and stuff like that. The Carolina Panthers logo, the body of the panther, is actually depicted to somewhat represent North and South Carolina.
What?
So when you have the Carolinas, so it looks a bit like the southern border of South Carolina and maybe the northern part of western North Carolina. That was the Carolina Panthers. Yes, it's the body of it was set to depict a bit of the North Carolina and South Carolina borders.
I think you were the one that broke to me that the Milwaukee Brewers glove logo was an M and a B, and that blew my mind. Like for like a month straight, I was just walking around, just like staring in the clouds. Up was not down. Down was I was just life was confusing me. So now I have to look at this one a little closer too.
Yes, yeah, so that's there's some things that you can use at parties that you're going to heck. You can use them next week at New Year's parties. There it is. Five things you didn't know about the NFL. How about that?
I like them. I like the Y2K one the best. That was my favorite.
That was pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were afraid what's going to happen. Oh, yes.
Y2K, for people who don't know, by the way, was in the year 2000. Everyone, when we got to New Year's going into 2000, everyone was afraid that computers were going to go back to the year zero from 99 to zero. And everyone was afraid that flights were going to crash and planes were going to fall out of the sky. This was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
This was a real thing. People, like this is something like our grandkids are going to be like, you're making this up. No, that was a real thing that happened.
And the sigh of relief.
And then then it turns to 12:01 and everything was fine.
Everything was the same as it was 2 minutes prior. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Byer. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Get Aaron on Twitter at @Aaron_Torres. I'm at Dan Byer on Fox. What do you look for in a franchise quarterback? Well, one Fox Sports Radio host doesn't see it in Baker Mayfield. We'll tell you next year on Fox Sports Radio.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. The college bowl season is here. From the Gasparilla Bowl.
Picked up at the 5. Touchdown!
To the national title game on January 13th.
The dynamics, they miss him! He's in the end zone!
We've got it covered on Fox Sports Radio.
In sports, data and analytics is everything. It's critical information that coaches, athletes, and organizations depend on to make right decisions. It's no different when it comes to buying or selling your next car. Whether you're evaluating players or evaluating car shopping sites, you need the right information, the data points, to TrueCar. Don't take my word for it. Let the numbers talk. TrueCar users save on average $3,000 off MSRP. In fact, in 2018, TrueCar users saved $1.697 billion off MSRP across the country. So, wow. TrueCar users have access to a network of over 16,000 certified dealers nationwide, offering an experience rated excellent or better by 3 out of 4 buyers. And now, according to J.D. Power, TrueCar and its affinity partners are the most visited and most useful independent websites among new vehicle shoppers. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit TrueCar. Results based on J.D. Power 2014 through 2018 New Auto Shopper Study.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Velo is here, and it's the modern take on nicotine. They're nicotine pouches that are hassle-free, so you're free to do it all. Whether you're hitting happy hour or hitting the slopes, home brewing to house partying, cliff jumping or concert going, whatever the situation, Velo's ready. Visit Velo.com now to find your retailer. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Underage sale prohibited.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Biggie's is family-friendly and also provides catering, whether it's for 5 or for 500. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusimano sent you.
McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home and get $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price. That's right. Instantly get up to $10,000 in savings towards your new dream home. McBride has nearly 200 market homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down, with tremendous year-end savings. And with over 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there's a McBride home for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan. If you are looking for a great place to eat and drink, may I recommend to you Kirkwood Brewhouse at the corner of Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. Wow, what a place to enjoy some delicious wings, burgers, and of course, beers. An incredible selection at Kirkwood Brewhouse, and also outstanding service. It's Kirkwood Brewhouse at Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
On the rooftop, cocktails flow. Let's have a take a fight in the snow. Take the elevator up to floor 26 and be ready to take lots of pics. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the rooftop, drink, drink, drink. Take all of our Christmas-themed cocktails and make them clink.
360 Rooftop Bar and Restaurant is your best place to celebrate everything holidays this year. Throughout December, head up to the rooftop for specialty cocktails. Must be 21 or older. More details at 360-STL.com.
It's time for your winter garage door maintenance with Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Their 26-point operation and safety inspection is only $89.95. One price for up to three garage doors and openers. This month, $10 from every maintenance goes to St. Baldrick's Foundation to help conquer childhood cancer. Join Overhead Door Company in the fight. Schedule your winter maintenance at OverheadDoorSt.Louis.com or call 314-781-5200. Overhead Door, trusted in St. Louis since 1926.
We got to spend some time with you. You can reach Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. I'm at Dan Beyer on Fox. And just because Doug isn't here and just because it's Christmas Day doesn't mean we're not going to hear something great from one of our Fox Sports One or Fox Sports Radio properties. It's a segment we like to call.
And now.
Colin Cowherd earlier this week on The Herd here on Fox Sports Radio and FS1 talking about the traits that he looks for in a quarterback and what he doesn't see in Baker Mayfield.
I make decisions almost always in college on quarterbacks. And they've got, it's not about their arm and their size. The first thing I look at are the traits. You know who I like. You ever notice who I like? It's always the same temperament. It's not the same size. It's not the same arm. It's not the same athletic ability. Deshaun Watson is the opposite of Drew Brees. I love them both. Russell Wilson doesn't feel anything like Andrew Luck. I love them both. Wentz, Mahomes, I've never liked the same looking size quarterback. But all my guys are kind of quiet, hardworking, chip on the shoulder, humble, little political when they have to be, and great leaders. So when I pick on Cam, or Baker, or Manziel, or Jameis Winston, It's not about them. It's about traits that I don't think, once they've become part of your being at 15 to 18, I don't think you can reboot them and change them.
That was from Colin Cowherd and what he looks for a quarterback. And I do think that he makes a good point of what he sees and maybe Drew Brees and Deshaun Watson having the same temperament. I just don't think that it's as clear cut as that. I think that each individual case is different. I think of how maybe some team needs a spark. Maybe some team needs something from their quarterback, needs that energy to feed off of them. There are times when Russell Wilson may be doing his positive talks, or maybe times where Tom Brady is, woohoo, you know, in your face, Philip Rivers doing. I think it's a different sort of feed. So I get what he's saying in defending his take on Baker Mayfield. I just don't think that you can do it in a broad instance. I just look at each individual basis.
Yeah, and I think, like, the thing that I don't like about Baker is that he does listen to the outside noise, but the thing that makes Baker Baker is this crazy, insane competitive edge, competitive streak, whatever you want to call it. And I think you could argue Tom Brady has the exact same thing. That's why Tom Brady at 42 is still, and I know statistically he's not playing as well as he has in the past, but he is still that dude that's still in this league, is he has this insane competitive gene. I think Baker has the same thing. Right now, I do think he's channeling it the wrong way. But again, it's what we do in the media, I guess. When Baker was, whatever, 7-8-1 last year, it was what made Baker Baker in a positive way. Now it's making him in a negative way. I will say, I think next year is going to be, one way or the other, a very important season for kind of what the ultimate Baker Mayfield story ends up being.
I look at Baker, and you know, you use the comparisons of maybe of Tom Brady getting excited. I mean, look at Philip Rivers. You know, for like Philip Rivers. I mean, heck, we even saw the clip a few weeks ago against the Jaguars with Yannick Ngakoue. Getting, you know, helping him up, and then being like, yeah, I am going to yell in your ear, you know, every single time, you know, 90-yard touch. Like, that's what fuels him. I don't think Baker doesn't go to that extent. It's more of all the other stuff outside of maybe what's happening on the field that is what's getting Baker in trouble. Commenting on, choosing to comment on, those, you know, certain players, certain times. Duke Johnson, he's got something to say. He's got something to say about Myles Garrett. He's got, and we may agree and disagree with the different things, but there is always something to say. And at times, maybe you shouldn't say anything.
Odell and the trainers.
Yeah.
Was another one. No, that's a great point. Is it's one thing if you're using outside motivation to fuel you, whether it is the media, whatever. But yeah, when you're commenting on other stuff and other players and other people's livelihoods and things of that nature, that part, I do agree, kind of crosses the line.
What does the Fox say? The Doug Gottlieb Show today is brought to you by True Car, and sports information is vital, and it's no different when you're shopping for a car. That's why True Car shows you what other people paid for the car you want. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit True Car. So you think next year is the big year for Baker Mayfield?
I mean, if he plays like he did this year, I mean, at a certain point, you got to be like, maybe he's just not an NFL quarterback. Maybe he had the Tim Tebow hot streak where he played well for 7 or 8 weeks. And even if you go back to last year, most of the wins were not against good teams. But yeah,
it's also a big year for this. His fifth-year option needs to be picked up at the end of his third year. And that's why I think that their coaching situation is interesting as well, because I don't think they should keep Freddie Kitchens around. Freddie Kitchens was there to sustain and grow, or at least maintain, and they've done none of that. So you need to bring someone in there, and if you bring someone in there that you are going to commit to, you could see how Baker operates in that, because there is a decision that you're going to have to make in a couple of years. Time goes quick in the NFL.
It's unbelievable how quickly things have changed, but I'm 100% with you, just in the sense, I'm just curious to see everything that happens in Cleveland this offseason.
Yeah, and that's with all the personnel around him. Get Aaron Torres on Twitter, @Aaron_Torres. You can follow him for great sports takes, especially when it comes to college basketball. And speaking of college hoops, in about 20 minutes or so, he's going to reveal his top 10 in college basketball. The AT Top 10 returns to Fox Sports Radio. I'm @DanBeyer on Fox. That's where you can find me on Twitter. One veteran NFL quarterback says he'll be back in 2020. We'll tell you who it is next year on Fox.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Country Rock is the place to relax this holiday season with 99-cent Natty Light drafts on Tuesdays, or head to Diamond Cabaret's Sin Night every Sunday with free admission to all service industry employees.
Need some extra cash for the holidays?
Apply now at Country Cabaret, PT Centerville, and Diamond Cabaret. And don't forget, you can get all your favorite games in one place at Country Cabaret thanks to Taproom Gaming. Start increasing your profits today and give Taproom a call at 855-GET-SLOTS. That's 855-438-7568.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
In the spirit of the holidays, Club Fitness is extending its December offer. Join by December 31st and get January free.
You mean I can access over 800 weekly classes at all 23 locations in January for free?
All for free. And when you lift local at Club Fitness, you help lift our entire community to happier, healthier lives.
Club Fitness is the right fit for everybody's New Year's resolutions.
Join Club Fitness in December and get January free. See Club for details.
It's the Ben Maller Show.
Ben Maller.
You might not hear this anywhere else. Tom Coughlin was fired by the NFL Players Association. Wasn't fired by Shad Khan. Wasn't fired by anybody else. He was fired by the union. The NFLPA won a grievance against Jacksonville for illegally fining players for missing non-mandatory offseason activities. So what happened was the union, the Players Association, blacklisted the Jaguars franchise. They sent out a statement and implied that players should avoid signing as free agents in Jacksonville because of Coughlin. That's essentially what they laid out, and that was what put Tom Coughlin as the czar of Jacksonville football in a body bag.
It's the Ben Maller Show.
Ben, I love you!
Weeknights, 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm a sucker for you.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
We bring in Anthony Davis, the Lakers power forward, six-time NBA All-Star. When did you know you could be great?
I think my senior year. Obviously, I always had the mindset, like, oh, I want to go to the NBA. I want to go to the NBA, but I never knew that I can be, like, really good until my senior year when I had a growth spurt. Then, you know, everyone started talking about me, and then I ended up becoming, you know, number one player in the country, and that's when I knew I could do something special.
I know you went to Michael Jordan's basketball camp. Have you had a conversation with Michael, being a Bulls fan growing up? Did he just say, anybody got questions? Did you raise your hand?
I didn't raise my hand. You know, you don't want to be the first guy to raise your hand and ask a question. So
wait a minute. Anthony, what would you have asked Michael Jordan?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Dan Patrick.
And here they are.
The Dan Patrick Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 6-
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Ho, ho, ho.
Happy holidays. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Merry Christmas from Fox Sports Radio. It is an NBA quintuple header, and we are two games in as Philadelphia has completed a win over the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wild shot by Middleton. It's over. The Sixers make a statement here in Philadelphia, knocking off the NBA's best team, 121-109.
Joel Embiid, 31 points, 11 rebounds. The Sixers have won four straight games. Meanwhile, Boston had a day.
Celtics win in Toronto, a very rare sight. Merry Christmas to all. And to this losing streak in Toronto, good night. The final score, Boston 118, Toronto 102.
Jaylen Brown, 30 points. He led six Celtics players in double figures. Coming up next in the NBA, it will be Houston playing